This is Scott Craig, public policy advisor for KLMP. Now, this is a very important week for us who name the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to help you know that Jesus did die in your place. Listen carefully. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, he had an annual tradition of releasing one of the prisoners on death row to demonstrate his grace and mercy as a leader of the people. Pilate let a crowd choose between Barabbas, a well-known killer, and Jesus. Did you realize that the name Barabbas is a last name? Bar is the Hebrew word for son of. In those days, a person's last name was their father's first name, and Abba is the Aramaic word for father or daddy. This man's last name was Barabbas, son of the father. Abba is where the name rabbi comes from. A rabbi was and is a spiritual father for the Jews. You can say then that Barabbas was the preacher's kid. And did you know that the Gospel of Matthew records Barabbas' full name, which was Jesus Barabbas? And Jesus is the translation of the Hebrew name Yeshua, Joshua. It means the Lord saves. So after this crowd had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you? Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" Now Messiah is synonymous with the title Son of God in the Scriptures. And so I want you to consider that the choice given to the crowd was to release either Jesus Barabbas, translated as the Lord saves, son of the Father, or Jesus Christ, translated as the Lord saves, son of the Father. Two men with practically the same name were brought out before the crowd. One man didn't live up to his name. He dishonored the noblest of names. The other man perfectly honored the name. Now, do you think that was a coincidence? Not on your life. God planned that. Barabbas was released. Jesus traded places with him and is condemned to die the death of a notorious criminal. Jesus, Son of God, freed Jesus, Son of the Father, from his death sentence. And that's the whole point. We are all Barabbases. We are all sons and daughters of the Father, but we've dishonored that name and that position. And Barabbas was the first person who could literally say, "Jesus died in my place." And so Jesus was crucified, and his dead body was placed in a tomb. And on the following Sunday, in the early hours of the morning, Jesus walked out of his tomb. And I want to ask you, after Jesus rose from the dead, what do you think the disciples focused on most? Jesus' death on the cross or his resurrection? You see, we tend to focus on the cross more than the resurrection, and I think I know why. It's easier to visualize Jesus' suffering on the cross than rising from the dead because we've seen death, but we've never seen resurrection. Screenplays on the life of Christ that I know of place almost all of the focus on the cross, and then a few seconds are left for the resurrection. As John Eldridge writes, most people assume that the cross is the total work of Christ. The two go hand in hand in our minds, Jesus and the cross and Jesus. And the resurrection is impressive, but kind of an afterthought. It was needed, of course, to get him out of the grave. So the resurrection is like an epilogue to the real story, the extra point after the touchdown. So you can see which we think is more important. Think of what image we put on our churches, our Bibles, our jewelry. The cross is the symbol of Christianity worldwide. However, the cross was never meant to be the only or even the central symbol of Christianity. The cross is not the sole focal point of Christianity. Paul says so himself. "If Christ has not been raised," he said, "our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." And he also says, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you're still in your sins." That's why the Bible says, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. You get that? That statement already assumes that you believe that he died on a cross, even that you believe that it was God's plan for him to die on a cross in your place. But your faith is going to be challenged even greater in order to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. It is his resurrection that proves that what he claimed to do on the cross actually took place. If his dying was to pay off the hell you and I had coming to us, then for God the Father to raise Jesus back to life is for God the Father to say, "I am appeased. My son's death paid the penalty due for all sin." If Jesus was still paying off the debt, he'd still be in the grave, wouldn't he? He'd still be doing time for us. the resurrection of Jesus Christ is what his followers called good news. Because a dead man is not a great deal of help to us, and a dead God is even worse. But coming back to life after that kind of execution, real life for today, for you and me, and the power of God to restore you after death takes your life, now that's the point. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life to the full. John 10:10. May you have a wonderful celebration of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ this week. For KLMP, this is Pastor Scott Craig, Public Policy Advisor.